On Maurice's advice, Louis was sent to school. Having experienced myself the inconvenience of a pressure exercised on the studies of a young man, I refrained from imparting a rigid direction to the studies of my brother, although at times his vacillations gave me some concerns, he wrote almost half a century later. Louis did well in French, history, physics, and philosophy. In mathematics and chemistry, he was indifferent. After 3 years, Louis graduated in 1909 at the age of 17 with both the baccalaureate of philosophy and that of mathematics. A year later, Maurice had acquired his PhD under Paul Langevin at the Collège de France and set up a laboratory in his Parisian mansion on the Rue Chateaubriand. Rather than seek employment in a university, the creation of a private laboratory in which to pursue his new vocation helped soften the disappointment of some of the family at a De Broglie abandoning military service for science. Unlike Maurice, Louis was at the time set for a more traditional career as he studied medieval history at the University of Paris. However, the 20-year-old prince soon discovered that the critical study of texts, sources, and documents of the past held little interest for him. Maurice said later that his brother was not far from losing faith in himself. Part of the problem was a burgeoning interest in physics fostered by time spent with Maurice in the laboratory. The enthusiasm of his elder brother about his research on X-rays had proved contagious. However, Louis was consumed by doubts about his abilities that were aggravated by failing a physics exam. Was he, Louis wondered, destined to be a failure? Gone the gaiety and high spirits of his adolescence, the brilliant chatter of his childhood has been muted by the depth of his reflections, was how Maurice remembered the introvert he hardly recognized. Louis would become, according to his brother, an austere and fairly untamed scholar who did not like leaving his own home. The first time Louis traveled abroad, it was to Brussels in October 1911. He was 19. In the years since he left the Navy, Maurice had become a much respected scientist specializing in X-ray physics. When the invitation arrived to be one of the two scientific secretaries entrusted with the smooth running of the first Solvay conference, he readily accepted. Even though it was an administrator's role, the chance to discuss the quantum with the likes of Planck, Einstein, and Lorentz was just too tempting to forego. The French would be well represented. Curie, Poincaré, Perrin, and his former supervisor Langevin would all be there. Staying at the Hotel Metropole with all the delegates, Louis kept his distance. It was only after they returned and Maurice recounted the discussions about the quantum that took place in the small room on the first floor that Louis began taking an even greater interest in the new physics.